Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This is Issues 2023. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Drew Brenner, Executive Director, Wichita Medical Loan Closet. Welcome to Issues 2023, Drew. Nice to have you with us.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Many of you listeners out there have found yourselves in need of special medical equipment, accidents, knee surgery, hip replacement. My family has been there. Today, we have a program with information about where you can get help. And when did the medical loan closet begin operating, Drew?
So we started about 11 years ago with the simple concept, if we have it, you need it, you can borrow it.
Okay, 11 years ago. Then who was involved in that initial effort? Were you involved?
So, yes, Lloyd Hanna is our founder. He started it with watching the Barbara Walters series on TV about neighbors helping neighbors. And so he said, you know, I'm sure there's a huge need in Wichita. And he started this with his Ford pickup truck. And it went from his Ford pickup truck with picking up shower chairs and bath chairs to now we're in a huge warehouse.
did he have any medical background?
No, actually, Lloyd was, his background was in drywall. That was his his background. But he also knows firsthand that the world we live in, we get older. And when you get older, sometimes you need adaptive equipment to help you through the process. And Lloyd's in his 80s, so he knows that, you know, we all need a little bit of help every once in a while. And his wife, Elaine Hanna, who she is a nurse, she's got tons of medical background. So he had that guidance from her. But really, it just kind of took off from there because one wheelchair led into nine wheelchairs, led into 10 canes to now here we are loaning out over 5,000 pieces of equipment a year.
Well, Drew, where did you get involved? How did you get involved in this?
So my story is very simple. My mom actually was in some trouble medically, and she needed some help, and we had to make a decision whether she ate dinner or got a wheelchair. And it was a very difficult decision, and one of the nurses, one of my dear friends, said, you need to call Lloyd. And so I called Lloyd, and he brought me a wheelchair, and we talked for about an hour, and it changed my mom's life. It changed what she did and how she did it, and she was able to be mobile in her home, but more importantly, she was able to be out and about, you know, safely. And that was very important to me. And that wheelchair really was a turning point for my mom, but it was also an eye-opening experience for me because seeing what Lloyd did to help me out, and he had no idea who I was at that time. And then he called me like 3 days afterwards and said, just wanted to check on you. Are you okay?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I told Lloyd, I was like, well, you have a volunteer for life, and I'm in it to win it. And so I went as a volunteer to now here I am the director, and I would not have it any other way. Unfortunately, my mom did pass away in October of 2020, and you know, my mom's memory is still running through the medical loan closet, and we try very hard to make sure that people that need equipment get it, but we also want to help caregivers. You know, that's very important to me because I know firsthand what it was like to be a caregiver for my mom and not having anywhere to go.
Yep.
And so our warehouse is open. It's you come in. If you need help, we'll help you, or you can just walk about. And if you need a bottle of water, we have you. And we can sit there and talk to you and give you resources outside of the medical loan closet as well to help you through that process.
Do you have a mission statement, something that briefly describes what you're trying to accomplish, Drew?
Yes, it's very simple. The medical loan closet provides durable medical equipment to the medically underserved in our community.
That's pretty simple and straightforward. How big is the need for this? How's business?
So, I say business is good. There is a huge need in our community. Right now, we are over at 6,000 loans just in 2023, and that's not a number to celebrate. That just really means that our medical system is broken, and we have to fill in that gap, which is, I'm glad that we're able to do it. But the number that I do want to celebrate is that we have helped over 6,000 people who come into our warehouse, whether they're caregivers or medical professionals. We have helped over 6,000 people get medical equipment and supplies to either be mobile or to be safe in their home.
Now, you say, is there a charge for the loan of the equipment, Drew?
So we do not turn anybody away because of money. We do ask for a donation for some things just because we got to keep our lights on and we got to be able to keep the operation going. So we do ask for a small donation. But again, if you're unable to take care of that, then we will help take care of that for you.
You mentioned 6,000 people. My question is, how many people do you think you help in a year? Is it 6,000 a year or 6,000 total over the years?
No, 6,000 this year. That's what we've helped this year.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So it's this year. But we're busy.
I mean, has the number been going up?
Yes.
Okay.
Since the pandemic, our numbers have just increased and increased and increased. Because, you know, people have been without employment, without insurance. There's all kinds of stories that go into this. But people are in need right now. And I am so grateful that we're able to help provide that need and be a support to the community as well as, you know, around the state.
It's and where do your clients come from? Then you say around the state. Are they from all over Kansas?
Yes. All over Kansas. We've had people from Oklahoma, Texas, New Jersey has called and got stuff from us. So it's not just Kansas. It's all over. If there's a need and we've got it, we'll get it to you.
What's the most common piece of equipment loaned?
You know, what's crazy is it's wheelchairs, shower chairs, and transfer benches. Those bathroom equipment and wheelchairs are our number one thing. But we don't stop there. We actually have supplies. We have bandages. We have gauze. We have wound care stuff. We've got saline to help clean wounds. We've got ostomy, colostomy, ileostomy, catheters. I mean, the list goes on. It doesn't stop just at a wheelchair.
We have, if I may be personal, we have one of those little, what do you call it, a little chair that you put in the shower? What do you call that thing? But
a shower chair.
Yeah. We got that for my son, and this has got to be the 30 years ago or more when he was injured. And then we kept it. Came in handy when I had my hip replaced. Now it's coming in handy for my wife. So we've just hung on to that piece of equipment. But a lot of people don't have that. They don't have that, you know, that opportunity to keep it. And what other devices are available then beyond these three? You talk about medical supplies. Are these wheelchairs? Are there scooters? Things like that?
There is. There's wheelchairs. There's walkers. There's transfer chairs. There's a transfer chair is amazing. It's an amazing piece of equipment. It's a lightweight wheelchair that someone can easily fold up and put in the back of their car, but it will be able to help transport from point A to point B. The wheels are a lot smaller, so the chair is a lot easier to handle, but there's all kinds of adaptive equipment. We even have stuff to help for transferring. We've got transfer poles, we've got ceiling lifts, we've got stair lifts. If you need it, we have it. You can borrow it. And there's no time crunch on it either. If you need it for a month, great. If you need it for 12 months, that's fine. If you need it lifetime, okay. We just ask that when they're done, bring it back so someone else has the opportunity to use it.
So you've got the donations that will help you pay for these devices. Any other means for you to actually purchase the devices? And are there any grants available from government, things like that?
So we don't get any government funding, but we do apply for grants. We have a fundraiser that we do, and that's coming up on December 9th. It's called Deck the Halls of MLC. And like I said earlier, my mom is running through that loan closet. She's actually the one that started this event and came up with the idea. So I don't like decorating. It's not one of my fortes. It's not one of my favorite things to do. And I'm quite lazy, so a decoration for me is just throw a tree up and throw some garland on it, and boom, it's done. But my mom didn't like that idea, so she's like, well, why don't you have teams get together and decorate your warehouse, and then we can have a party to celebrate. And she said we could celebrate the work that you do, celebrate the accomplishments that you guys have done, and it'd just be a good time for all. And so that's where Deck the Halls of MLC came about. It's our biggest fundraiser in the year. We actually have a good time with it. We've got 10 teams right now, but we always have room for more. And on December the 9th from 9 until 1 is our open house. Anybody is welcome to come in, take a walkabout, eat some food. We've got some great raffle prizes this year. There's just going to be all kinds of fun things. Santa will be there. Pictures with Santa, and it's just going to be a fun day. During that event, we have our Volunteer of the Year Award winner that we'll announce, and then we'll have the Barbara Brenner Nurse of the Year Award winner. And this one is pretty personal to me. This is actually a friend of my mom's, who actually my mom and her worked together and knew each other. And so I am super honored that I am able to give this award for my mom, but, you know, also for somebody that my mom knew and loved.
Where is your warehouse located?
We are at 6655 East Harry. We are just one block from Woodlawn on Harry. The funny thing about it is we actually sit back behind a smoke shop. So if you're driving down Harry, you're not going to necessarily see us. But if you see that smoke shop with the blue roof, look behind that. And our building has a red awning, and that's where we sit.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
So you're talking about teams. If somebody wants to sign up a team, how do they do that? Do you have a web page? How do you like to be contacted?
Yep, they can go to our website at www.medicalloancloset.com, or they can call us at 316-779-8989. They can talk to me. I'm at extension 209, or they can talk to Alice, who's our event coordinator, and she's at extension 203.
All right. You're listening to Issues 2023 on the Odyssey radio stations, and our guest is Drew Brenner, Executive Director, Wichita Medical Loan Closet. Who, you said some of this is refurbished, as I understand the equipment. It goes out, comes back. Sometimes you got to clean it up and refurbish it. Who does that for you?
Yeah, so I've got a great team of volunteers. We are a volunteer-ran organization, so our volunteers take passion and take pride into this. So if you have a piece of equipment that's broken and you want to donate it, please do. We've got a team of people that will clean it, repair it, do what they need to do to get it safe to put on the floor for somebody to use. So we've got a great team that does that, and they do fantastic work, but the need is great. We always need wheelchairs. We always need equipment, and so it's a revolving door. We'll get 50 wheelchairs one day, and by the end of the day, we have one. So yeah. Our repair team is overworked and definitely underpaid.
I understand you all provide supplies for home health care nurses and medical offices as well as individuals, right?
Absolutely. So, again, if we have it, you need it, you can borrow it. It doesn't matter who you are, what kind of background you have. If you need it, we got it, come get it.
Do you have more than one location, Drew?
So I've got satellite offices right now. We've got one in Sedan, Kansas that just opened. I've got one in Newton, Kansas that just opened. So we've got several satellites, but our main location is at East Terry, and we are growing and looking for another spot here in Wichita.
Okay, let's go beyond the story you told about your mom. Can you give us an example? You don't use the name if for the person, but can you give us an example of a specific person who has been helped by the loan closet?
Sure. So we've actually had several people,
Sure.
But one of my favorite ones is a person, the wife came in and she needed some equipment for her husband that was getting discharged from the hospital. The case managers and the nurses all said, call Drew at the Medical Loan Closet. He'll guide you through the process. And she came in and I walked her through the process, got her everything that she needed. She was so overwhelmed and she was so just taken back of what we had and what we were doing. She had no idea. She had no clue. And she had no clue that the equipment that was needed, So she came in and got what she needed and went home. And then a few days later, she called and said, I would like to volunteer. And so her and her husband have been instrumental helping us because they know firsthand what the need was, but they also were so grateful and so honored that they were able to get the assistance that they needed. Now they're paying it forward and helping us continue the mission that we do.
I just thought of something that we have used in the past in my family. It's a short-term piece of equipment, but do you have crutches?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. We have crutches. We have walkers. We have arm crutches. We had a guy come in one day, and he was using two canes, and he was just really struggling. And everybody said, he needs a walker. He needs a walker. And I'm like, I don't know. So I go over there and I talk to him, and I find out that a walker was not going to be the best piece of equipment for him. He needed arm crutches, and what an arm crutch is it stabilizes the wrist, but has, you know, the stability of a cane, but also has the stability of crutches. And so they're really amazing piece of equipment. So I got him set up with a pair, and this man was struggling to get into the warehouse, but was so confident walking out of the warehouse. And he called me the next day and he said, you know, I went on a walk with my dog. And it chokes me up, and it makes me a little sorry. But he was able to be mobile, and he had no clue when he walked in that door what he needed. And we worked with him to make sure that he was safe. And now this man comes in, and he'll sit and have coffee with us, and he'll sit there and talk to clients. And like I said, it's a revolving door. If we have it, you can borrow it. And, you know, a lot of people are so grateful for the service that they come back and volunteer, or they bring us snacks or bring us pizza. We always love pizza. food is a good thing.
But let me ask you this. What about younger children? Do you get some pretty young kids needing your services?
Yes, absolutely. So there's no age requirement. You know, injuries and disabilities does not discriminate, and neither do we. So we have equipment from 0 to 99 years old. So we've got pediatric equipment. We have pediatric supplies. We have anywhere from small wheelchairs that are 14 inches to 2 inches. So we've got tons of pediatric equipment, but we also have tons of adults. So there's tons of stuff there.
What's in the future for the closet, Drew? What are you dreaming of?
So there's so much. You know, the need is so great. I would like to see eventually us grow to where we can be open 8 hours a day, you know, but the volunteers, like I said, we're overworked and underpaid, and, you know, so we do what we can. But I would love to see a mobile medical loan closet where we can load up a camper or a trailer and go out into the community so people don't have to travel so far to get what they need. They could just go right to that mobile unit and get what they need and go home and, you know, be able to be mobile. I know firsthand what that is, because like I said, my mom in that wheelchair changed her perspective, changed her life. And it got her mobile and it got her moving. And, you know, I always say this because, you know, I'm a nerd, but so simple physics is this: a body at rest stays at rest, but a body in motion will stay in motion. So, you know, we can help provide that motion by getting you the equipment that you need so you can be mobile, so you can keep going. And it gives them a glimpse of hope. So if we can get a mobile unit to spread that generosity throughout our community, but throughout the state as well.
Before I let you off here, let's reiterate Deck the Halls. Tell me what it is, where and when it's going to happen. It's going to be soon.
Yep, teams are starting to decorate today, so they can come into the warehouse, decorate, because again, like I said earlier, I'm lazy and I don't like decorating, but people do, people love it, and so come decorate. This year's theme is Winter Wonderland, so it has to meet that theme, but it doesn't have, you don't have to decorate our warehouse. You can be a virtual team and decorate your house, decorate your car, decorate your friend's car. We just ask that you take pictures, and our logo is on it, and so people know what it is. And then on December the 9th, we celebrate our teams, and we celebrate that the work that our volunteers do. And it's an open house, so anybody is welcome on December 9th from 9 to 1. We'll have food, raffle prizes. You get to take a walkabout and see what we do, and meet our staff, meet our volunteers. Lloyd Hanna will be there. His wife will be there. So you'll get to meet the founders, and it's just a fun event. Lots of food, lots of drink.
Okay. What is your biggest single challenge at the closet right now?
Volunteers. We definitely need volunteers, but our biggest need right now is equipment and money. And that's every nonprofit, I'm sure. But we definitely need equipment, and we definitely need money to help keep our operation floating.
You know, and you talked about volunteers. Do you have any idea how many volunteers you actually use at the closet?
So right now I have about 15 volunteers, 15? But I could use but I probably could use 15 to 20 more. So it's a process, and we definitely could use more help.
Okay, so for you personally, then, Drew, you talked about your mom, but what is it that motivates you to get out of bed in the morning and go to work at the closet?
That is a very good question. My biggest thing is that I am able to keep people safe. And, you know, we help people every day. And the stories that we have, the people that we have helped, the lives that we have touched, the people that we have, you know, give them a glimpse of hope, that's what motivates me. Keeping people safe in their homes where they have the proper equipment that they need, that is huge for me. We really do support our community's medical needs, and that is huge for me. And I absolutely love our clients. And if you come into my warehouse and you need something, come talk to me. You know, come say hi. My office is back in the corner, but I am there, and would love to meet you and say hello and walk you through that process.
Drew, give us your webpage and your phone number real quick.
Okay, so our website is www.medicalloancloset.com, and our phone number is 316-779-8989.
Our guest is Drew Brenner, Executive Director, Wichita Medical Loan Closet. That's all for this edition of Issues 2023. And, of course, we'll be back next week, so listen for us then. And thank you all for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.